Good evening and Happy New Year, my sisters in the Lord. Happy New Year to you and your loved ones. Will you indulge me as I read a prayer I recently came across online? A big prayer for a big year? Dearest Father, our Father and God, Creator, Sustainer, Supreme Lover of us all, and all those we hold dear in our hearts, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for all that you've allowed into our lives this past year, the good along with the hard things, which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us every single day. We pray for your Spirit to lead us each step of this new year. We ask that you guide our decisions and turn our hearts to deeply desire you above all else. We ask that you open doors needing to be opened and close the ones needing to be shut. We ask that you help us release our grip on the things to which you said no, not yet, or wait. We ask you to help to pursue you first, above every dream and desire you put within our hearts. We ask for your wisdom, for your strength and power to be constantly present with us. We pray you would make us strong and courageous for the road ahead. Give us ability beyond what we feel able. Let your gifts flow freely through us so that you would be honored by our lives and others would be drawn to you. We pray that you keep us far from the snares and traps of temptations, that you would whisper in our ear when we need to run and whisper in our heart when we need to stand our ground. We pray for your protection over our loved ones. We ask for your hand to cover us and keep us distanced from the evil intent of the enemy, that you would be a barrier to surround us, that we'd be safe in your hands. We pray that you would give us discernment and insight beyond our years, to understand your will, to hear your voice, and to know your ways. We ask that you keep our footsteps firm on solid ground, helping us to be consistent and faithful. Give us supernatural endurance to stay the course, not swerving to the right or to the left, or being too easily distracted by other things that would seek to call us away from a close walk with you. Forgive us for the times we have worked so hard to be self-sufficient, forgetting our need for you, living independent of your Spirit. Forgive us for letting fear and worry control our minds and hearts, and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives and the lives of others. Forgive us for not following your ways and for living distant from your presence. We confess our need for you, fresh, new, again. We ask that you make all things new in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, for this coming year. We pray for your refreshing over us. Keep your words of truth planted firm within us. Help us to keep focused on what is pure and right. Give us the power to be obedient to your word. And when the enemy reminds us where we have been, hissing his lies and attacks our way, we trust that your voice speaks louder and stronger as you remind us we are safe with you and your purposes and your plan will not fail. We ask that you will be our defense and rear guard, keeping our way clear, removing the obstacles, and covering the pitfalls. Lord, lead us on your level ground. We ask that you provide for our needs. We ask for your grace and favor. We pray for your grace to cover us. We pray that you would help us to prosper and make every plan that you have birthed in our heart to succeed. We pray that others would take notice of your goodness and could not help but to say, "These are the ones the Lord has blessed." Help us to be great lovers. Help us to be generous and kind. Help us to look to the needs of others and not be consumed by only our own. May we be lovers of the truth. May the fruits of your Spirit be evident in our lives. Your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Shine your light in us, through us, over us. May we make a difference in this world for your glory and your purposes. Set your way before us. May all your plans succeed. May we reflect your peace and hope to a world that so desperately needs your presence and healing. To you be glory and honor in this new year and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we dig into the spiritual practice exercise, I'd like to say a few words about our love study. In the last week or so, I've had two conversations about the love study. One woman felt it was opening up so much to her heart. This delights my heart, and the Father's heart even more, as I hear of how the Lord is using this study to speak to her. Another woman was struggling to try and fit the passages solely under the umbrella of the theme of the study, which is different types of love. Even though I selected this study for us to use, I will admit I'm a bit more like the second woman. As I have read some of the stories, I see many themes besides love and can get lost in pondering them also. I wonder about context, so I read more than the highlighted passages. I may struggle to answer the questions on the page because I went a different path as I read the stories. If you are more like the second woman than the first, this response also delights my heart and the Father's heart even more, because whichever way the stories in the studies take you, as long as it ends up with you hearing and receiving the Lord's word for you that day, you are being a good student. As we study together, we need to remind ourselves and each other this is a no-judgment zone on how you approach Bible study, and there is freedom to follow a path the Lord may open up to you. This study, as any, is only a starting place. As we gather here today, I wonder, is anyone feeling a bit weary today, a bit heavy of heart, feeling that the burdens of life are just a bit more than you've been able to manage? Or perhaps you're still scrambling to manage all those plates spinning in the air. If so, let me invite you to rest, if only for a few minutes, in the arms of the best lover you have and will ever know. Even if all is okay with you for now, I also invite you to a delightful taste of rest. We all, weary or not, will start by taking a breath. Take a slow, deep breath with me. Hold it for a couple seconds and then slowly exhale. As you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in fresh, crisp, energizing air. This is God's grace for you that He longs for you to receive anew each day in this new year. As you hold your breath for a couple of seconds, imagine being embraced by the giver of this grace. And as you breathe out, imagine your burdens leaving and falling into God's hands. Do it again. Breathe in God's grace. Hold, feeling His embrace for a second or two. Then breathe out your burdens into your Father's hands, that are big enough to hold them all, every burden you have. For these next minutes, know He is carrying them all for you. Just rest and bask in His love, His grace, His heart. One last time, I promise. Breathe in, hold your breath for a couple seconds, and breathe out slowly. Then rest. Over the next few weeks, we'll be studying the theme of love, which is one of my favorite topics. Not because I am such a great lover of the Lord or others, but because despite my oft total self-absorption on a day-to-day basis, He never stops loving and inviting and wooing me and my battle-scarred heart. And the good news is He's doing the same for you, loving, inviting, wooing. But perhaps, if we are honest, our heart might be saying that we're not feeling that love so much. If I am honest, this is what my heart says often. But then what comes in the next moment when I have given utterance to that truth? For me, I often can find any number of distractions that whisk me away from that place of restless longing for something and not having that longing quenched quickly. Who in their right mind wants to sit in that place of an achy heart that is not quickly calmed or fulfilled? Yet today I am inviting you to go there. Why, you ask? Because in that place of longing, of unrequited love, of deep disappointment and shattered relational pain, and in this new year, within your heart's terrain, you can meet the Lord in a new and fresh way. It can be a place where you experience relationship with Him in a deeply intimate way, and it can be the place where our hearts, lives, and communities are transformed. What follows alongside the love study is a path where we will introduce some spiritual tools, practices, something like that, that will help you see the Lord in a new way. For some of you, these are not new ways of approaching Scripture and the Lord. In fact, these tools have been used for centuries by many who have professed faith in Christ. But for the rest of us, these practices will feel unfamiliar and awkward, even a bit uncomfortable. All I ask is that you be open to what may be an invitation from the Lord to go deeper with Him, using whatever tools in the toolbox that may be of help to you. Take what is helpful, leave what is not. So, after a deep breath or two, let's start with longing. What do we long for, women of this world, women of the Lord? What do we desire? Take a minute or two and write down some longings of your heart that come to mind. Write first, do not edit, do not judge what comes up, do not wonder what others think. Just write. It is your list alone. I could go on and on quoting many spiritual writers about why it is good to start at this place of longing, but time does not allow. Just know that because you have been created by God, He has put within you a heart that will long. It is a rule of nature. And because we were also reborn, we also were instilled with new longings, ones that don't focus solely on ourselves, but rather on longing for that which we only know in a small part and more often than not ignore, a longing to know God in deeper and truer ways, an aching desire that can only be quenched by Him. So how do we get there to that place of deeper union with Christ, a deeper intimacy that addresses the deepest longings we all have? In truth, it's kind of a mystery. We can ask, seek, long, ache to know God deeper. And the best we have to offer is to ask a question, how can I know you better? And then make ourselves available. God will do the rest. A good place to start is to take a simple deep breath like we did before, quieting our heart, quieting our minds, and breathing slow. And do that a couple times. Then try a practice which we will talk about in a couple minutes, called Lectio, a big Latin word that means sacred reading. In Christianity, Lectio Divina is a traditional practice of scriptural reading, meditation, and prayer intended to promote communion with God and to increase the knowledge of God's world. Lectio is a slow contemplative praying of the scriptures, time set aside in a special way that enables us to discover in our daily life an underlying spiritual rhythm. Within this rhythm, we discover an increasing ability to offer more of ourselves and our relationships to the Father, and to accept the embrace that God is continuously extending to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Very often our concerns, our relationships, our hopes and aspirations naturally intertwine with our meditations on the Scriptures. We can attend with the ear of our hearts to our own memories and stories, listening for God's presence in the events of our lives. We experience Christ reaching out to us through our own memories. Our own personal story becomes salvation history. Note that there are many ways to do this. I am suggesting just one or two ways for our exercise today, but it is easy to find some other variations of this online. So let us start. I'm going to review the steps on how to do this individually and then also as a group. You will have these sheets in front of you, so I'm pretty much reading what you're seeing there. And then after I'm finished that, then the tape will end and your group leader will walk you through the group exercise. So how do you practice this? There are many different words that float around, some Latin, whatever. But I found one way of doing this online that really spoke to me, and I hope it does to you. So there's several steps to it. The first is select, and basically that's just choosing a text of Scripture that you wish to pray. It makes no difference which text is chosen as long as it doesn't have a set goal of kind of covering a certain amount of text within a certain amount of time. The amount of text covered is in God's hands, not yours. And then once you've done that, kind of silence yourself. Put yourself in a comfortable position and allow yourself to become quiet. Some Christians focus a few moments on breathing, just kind of like the exercise I did a little while ago. Others have a prayer word or a prayer phrase that they gently recite. For some, the practice known as centering prayer makes a good brief introduction to Lectio Divina. Use whatever is best for you and allow yourself just to enjoy the silence for a few moments. And when you start practicing this, you will find that lots of thoughts come through your mind. Just sitting there quietly, it really is quite a hard thing to do. Let them come, let them go. Some people have a tablet where they write things down, especially if something really important comes up, and that way they can look at it later. But just let them come and let them go. Don't freak out about it. The next step is to read. Turn to the text and read it slowly, gently, out loud if at all possible. Savor each portion of the reading. Consistently listening for the still small voice of a word or a phrase that somehow says, "I am for you today." Do not expect lightning or ecstasies. In Lectio, God is teaching us to listen to Him, to seek Him in silence. He does not reach out and grab us most of the time. Rather, He gently invites us even more deeply into His presence. The next step is savor. Take that word or phrase that just seemed to stand out to you. Memorize it and slowly repeat it to yourself, allowing it to interact with your inner world of concerns, memories, and ideas. And like I said before, don't be afraid of the distractions. Memories or thoughts are simply parts of yourself that when they rise up during this exercise, just ask to be given to God along with the rest of your inner self. Allow this inner pondering, this rumination, to invite you into a dialogue with God. The next step is pray. Speak to God, whether you use words, ideas, or images, or all three. It's not important. Interact with God as you would with one who you know loves you and accepts you. And give to Him what you've discovered during your experience of meditation. Experience God by using the word or phrase He has given you as a means of blessing and of transforming the ideas and memories that your reflection on His word has awakened. Give to God what you have found within your heart. And the last step is rest. Rest in God's embrace. And when He invites you to return to your contemplation of His word or to your inner dialogue with Him, do so. Learn to use words when words are helpful and to let go of words when they no longer are necessary. Rejoice in the knowledge that God is with you in both words and silence, in spiritual activity, and inner receptivity. Sometimes in this practice, you may return several times to the printed text, either to savor the context of the word or phrase that God has given to you, or even to see a new word or a phrase to ponder. At other times, only a single word or phrase will fill the whole time set aside for this practice. It is not necessary to assess anxiously the quality of your Lectio Divina, as if you were performing or seeking some goal. Lectio has no goal other than of being in the presence of God by praying the scriptures. Now, for your group activity today, your group could do this as a group exercise. This form works good in a group between 4 and 8, but it can be more. Your group leader will coordinate it and help facilitate some of the sharing. And it really has 3 parts. The first reading is for the purpose of hearing a word or passage that touches your heart. As you hear the first person read, just see if anything strikes you or there's just a word that just hits you a little bit, sometimes not even very dramatically. And reflect on it. Recite it internally. Reflect on it during the silence that follows after the first reading. After the silence, each person shares which word or phrase has touched his or her heart as they are willing to do. There is no pressure to share. It's just as you are willing to do it. The second reading by somebody different is for the purpose of hearing or seeing Christ in the text. Each person ponders the word that has touched the heart and asks where the word or phrase touches his or her life that day. Then after the silence, each member of the group shares what he or she has heard or seen. The third reading is for the purpose of experiencing Christ calling us forth into doing or being. Members ask themselves what Christ in the text is calling them to do or to become today or this week. After the silence, each shares for the last time, and the exercise concludes with each person praying for the person on the right of him. For those who practice this way of praying and sharing the scriptures, they found that it's an excellent way of developing trust within a group. It is also an excellent way of consecrating projects and hopes to Christ before more formal group meetings. In closing, I encourage you all to try the style of Bible reading for your personal time or with groups that you're in, just to really get to know the Lord even deeper. And finally, today, I have longed to be able to bless you, my sisters, with words spoken ages ago, but words that still speak to us and over us this day. In remembrance of our God, who has given to us a new identity and a new purpose to bless those he calls us to bless. This is who we are, beloved ladies of the kingdom. You, my sisters, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. And so, as one of his chosen people, one of his royal priesthood, I invite you to embrace his special blessing for you today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen.